Outcome 7, choice and control. We have choice and control over our lives. What our future looks like. When we are young, our families, whānau and carers, will be supported to help us grow up. Our views as children and those of our families, whānau and carers, will be considered when choices are made about what supports and services we receive and what things work best for us. There will also be respect for the evolving capacities of disabled children and ensuring their input into decisions that affect them. As we get older, we will make our own choices and decisions on things that affect how we live our lives, including where we live. Some of us may need support some of the time or all of the time. Plans or decisions that affect or have implications for us will not be developed without our involvement or consent. We have access to information in ways that help us understand what is happening so that we give consent in an informed way. Those of us who need support to communicate or make decisions receive it in an appropriate way at the right time, and those decisions are recognised and respected. The way this support is provided will be empowering and will help build our confidence. In the rare circumstances when decisions need to be made on our behalf, they are based on the best interpretation of our will and preferences, as opposed to just thinking about what is in our best interests. Needing support does not diminish our dependence or our ability to have choice and control over our lives. We will make informed choices based on what is available rather than settling for a less desirable option because that is all that is offered to us. We are able to change our mind about our decisions. Sometimes the decisions we take may expose us to risk. Taking risks is part of the human experience, and it is our right to take risks, learn from our mistakes, and live our lives as we see fit. If we need support to understand risks and make decisions, this will be provided in a way that helps us understand all the options and consequences. The times when we are prevented from taking risks will be the exception rather than the rule. What this means. Disabled people are consulted on and actively involved in the development and implementation of legislation and policies concerning supports and services that are both specific to them and for the mainstream. Those who support disabled people to make choices or decisions will have a good understanding of their role and access to information and support to help them do this in an informed way. Decision-making on issues regarding choice and control over supports and services, in particular those specific to disabled people, is informed by robust data and evidence.